listening to Faction Fandom, where we talk about all things Divergent by Veronica Roth. My name is Stephanie.
My name is Alyssa.
Hello, Alyssa.
Hello, Stephanie.
How are you doing this week?
I am just peachy keen. How are you?
That sounds so forced.
It was.
I'm peachy keen as well. Just dandy.
Good.
That's okay. What have you been reading recently?
Recently, I started the Shiver Trilogy by Maggie Stivaltzeva.
Cypher.
Yes, that one.
I don't know her last name either. I know who you're talking about, though.
I have no idea. I started reading that because I got tickets to go to the BookCon in New York at the end of May, and she's going to be one of the speakers, and I figured I might as well, you know, spend some time reading her. So I've been reading her. I reread, I read something else. What did I just read? I read Maybe Someday.
Okay.
So I've been reading the Shiver Trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been rereading a lot of stuff. Like, I'm starting to reread Fangirl, which is wonderful.
And I want to reread Fangirl so bad.
I am. It's wonderful. It makes me all kinds of happy and joyous.
You know what's funny is I actually reread Attachments.
Did you?
I did. So.
How was it on second read?
Huh?
How was it on second read?
Just as good as the first.
Good.
It's pretty big. It's a pretty decent, you know, not big, but it's a pretty decent size.
Yeah.
So a lot happens and you kind of forget, then you remember, but then you remember how much you loved it the first time, and it's just so fun.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
What about you? What have you been reading?
What else have I been reading? I have to finish Champion.
Okay.
I'm in this nasty... Right now, I'm reading a lot of sociology, actually.
Oh, well.
Yeah, to get ready for finals and all that good stuff. But I'm trying to finish Champion.
Okay.
I'm trying to finish City of... Lost Angels? Fallen Angels?
I never got that far.
Is it City of Fallen Angels? God, you think I should like this because I love Mortal Instruments. It's that fifth one.
Yeah.
I didn't want to read it until the final book came out, but it's coming out in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to go ahead and get it wrapped up. Ooh! And I'm also reading Chamber of Secrets.
Hello! I love it.
I thought... this would be a great time to finally, you know, get started in that.
Why not?
There's no reasons for me not to. So, yeah.
No.
All that good stuff happening.
It's Harry Potter. You can't ever not have time for Harry Potter.
That's true. And the sad thing is there are so many books I have not finished, and this one's kind of beating me out. Like, I'm purposely not finishing those because I'm going to keep on going with this. That's okay.
I don't blame you.
I'm going to have to get them finished eventually, though, because by the time I get into the third book, that's going to be my summer.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Harry Potter is going to be my summer to breathe all the way through.
Nice. That sounds like a fantastic plan. I like this plan.
Okay. So, let me ask you this. We're going to go ahead and get started with the movie discussion. How many times did you see the movie?
I only saw it once. Okay. So, there's me.
I saw it twice, once with friends, the second time alone.
Okay.
To take notes and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I always love going to book movies with friends who haven't read the book because I like to gauge their reaction to see, well, did it really make sense or am I just obsessed with it?
Well, there's a lot of different things that could go on with that one.
I probably am obsessed with it, but right. So it's been out for a couple of weeks now, and... It's a pretty decent successful movie because I was just looking at information over it earlier and it's made over the 100 million mark.
Holla!
Yay! So there's this long list of failed book-to-movie franchises and, you know, this very slim list of successful movies, and Divergent is on there. I guess once you hit the 100 million mark, then you're considered pretty successful.
How much money did it cost them to make?
That is something I did not look up. But we can figure that out super quick. I know it's not as high up there. They call it the Holy Trinity, you know, Harry Potter, Twilight, and Hunger Games.
Yeah.
So it's not quite at the Hunger Games level, but it's getting there.
Oh, I'm just looking at it right now. So it was, according to Wikipedia, it cost $85 million to make it.
Okay.
And then thus far, it has made $138 million.
Oh, so it's past the 115. Great. Yep. So they're $50 million on top already.
Sweet.
And they haven't even sold DVDs yet.
Nope.
What is the big kicker is this means they've already signed on for Insurgent.
Yes, which is good.
You know, how much the movie makes determines its success and also determines whether it's, you know, going to get the second movie. But yeah, they're pretty confident with it now, so.
I'm excited to see how it's going to go from there because it was a pretty good movie.
It was. What's your overall rating?
In like a 5-star rating.
Sure. Let's be movie reviewers. Break out the recorder in you.
5-star movie review, I would probably give it like a 4.
Really?
Maybe like a 4.5. I really enjoyed it. It was really very good. I thought it kept to the book pretty well that I remembered it being. I was pleasantly surprised at a few parts that they kept in. Like, we were talking the other week. Like, I was really worried about the jet line not being in there.
I know, and it was.
It was there. It was totally there.
Ugh.
I was really excited about that. I don't know. I think probably why it was a 4, 4, 4.5 was because I thought they really could have drawn Peter out way more than they did in this
movie.
You
think they could have?
I think they could have. I was really shocked to see him in a character that I disliked as much as I dislike Peter. But I thought he did a great job, and I thought they could have like made the antagonism between Triss and Peter a lot more evident.
Oh yeah, I think his you could see it between him and Four pretty well.
Oh yeah,
recently, but you know they did play up Janine a whole lot more than the book.
They did.
That's
yeah.
One thing I did like about it was that she was very present in the beginning, in the middle, and she seemed kind of polite. Like, I get the feeling they're trying to make her very unbiased towards people and very, you know, I'm evil, but I'm evil for the better of society kind of person.
Yeah.
Not because I hate you, but because we need this.
Yeah.
So.
Which I appreciated. I appreciated that viewpoint from her because she's not really fighting one person like Harry Potter is or like Katniss is. There's no one great enemy, I feel like. It's the system that they're fighting.
Yeah, there's multiple of people. So you have you have your list of bad guys, antagonists.
Yeah.
Janine being, in the end, obviously, she's the biggest. But like you said, there's Peter and then there's Eric. By the way, I thought Peter was pretty funny, though.
Peter was funny, but I think that's just the way the actor is.
I saw him in something just yesterday, and I was surprised. It's like, really, I don't recommend the movie, but it's like Project X. Supposed to be like a true movie about this ginormous party that a bunch of losers throw, and it was like most
attractive. Oh, that thing.
So he's in that a little bit. Not like a big role or anything, but I think he's getting to be pretty big.
Yeah, I'm excited for him because he was very good as Willard.
Yeah, you just love him as Willard. He was, and he was great as Peter too.
As Willard.
I think he's the most sarcastic person in this movie.
Oh yeah,
but I'm with you though. I think I rated it 4 stars. I think it probably would have been a 5-star had I not known what it was going to be about.
Probably.
Like if I was, you walk into a movie kind of blind.
Yeah.
Not knowing what's going to happen, and then, oh my gosh.
I totally get it.
And, yeah, as far as an adaptation goes, it's pretty spot on.
Yes.
You always have to cut out a few things, but at this point, I think I'm just kind of used to it. Like, I know they're going to cut out a few things. I'm still mad they cut out Uriah.
Yes.
I'm still mad they cut him out, but I can understand why, because the movie was already 2.5 hours long, and like, where would they have put him?
Oh my God.
I don't know where he would have gone as far as the whole thing goes.
They kind of did have him in there. They just didn't give him a name.
Well, I guess so. You would never know, though.
No.
They stuck to the quotes a little bit. You've got some funny lines in there about the hamburger and the fair. I don't know. All the little lines that you readers want to see in the movie, I think they kept in pretty well.
Yeah.
Not too many jokes.
No.
Still, it was pretty good.
Yeah. They did make it much more of a serious movie than, like, I feel like some of it was.
But in honesty, I think that's one of the reasons why it was such a success.
Yeah.
Why so many non-movie lovers or non-book lovers went to see it. Because it was, you know, they weren't trying to force comic relief in there. The movie set a really strong tone, and people understood what it was about because of that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think for the most part, I can't get over how well they adapted the book.
Mm-hmm.
Was Veronica Roth involved in the screenwriting at all?
Yes, she was a lot. And she's from Chicago, but she's not from Chicago. Like, that's her hometown area, you know? And they filmed it in her home.
Oh, cool.
Not her home, but obviously they filmed it in Chicago. So I think when a writer writes scenes about their hometown,
yeah,
he visualizes this happening here and that happening there. And when a movie's made in the same place, you know, obviously they can bring it to life a lot more because that's what she got to work with as well.
Yeah, which I think they did that really well. Had they not done it in Chicago, had they done it in, like, Toronto, Toronto just doesn't look like anything. No, Vancouver doesn't look like anything. Everyone shoots everything in Vancouver when it doesn't look like anything. And had they shot it in Vancouver, it would have been a little bit sad.
Aw. They're not going to shoot Insurgent in Chicago, I know that.
Oh, really? Why?
I don't know. Now that I think about it, I'm not sure why I remember seeing that, but I'm pretty positive. I think because they're going to go, you know, they don't stay in Dauntless.
Right.
They're kind of branching out into the other different factions, and I think the whole point of that is to kind of get a different feel. We'll see how it goes. I liked the costume designs.
Their costumes
are great. Like, and of course, in like the beginning, this is the faction system, and this is how it works, and you see everybody in their like colors in the choosing ceremony, and it's very obvious when somebody chooses a different faction. So I think the outfits really help tell a story because it's so much a part of their conformity in their society.
Completely.
They did a really good job with that.
They did. I'm not going to lie, though. Triss's dress in the beginning of the movie, I want that dress.
You want it?
I want it.
Really?
I wear that all the time. I would wear that all the time. And then I want the sweater that Ford gave her. And I want like bits and pieces of everybody's wardrobe.
That is funny.
I liked that dress.
See, that dress just seems so homey to me. Like, you would be so dowdy looking.
I don't think so. I think it was with the sweater on top of it, it made it even more dowdy looking. But it's maybe not in those colors.
Maybe not in those colors. The gray would wash you out. Maybe in like a tan.
Maybe the tan. I could do a tan.
I was kidding. I was not being serious.
I'm being serious. I want that dress.
Okay. Well, we will work on that for you. Anyway. Oh, man.
What about you?
Their aptitude tests were kind of cool, too.
Yeah.
God, there's just... We knew that it was going to be visually awesome.
We did.
But, God, they did so much with it. You know what got me the first time I saw it?
What?
When she's looking in all those mirrors. I thought, oh, snap, she's not going to be able to be abnegation because she's looking at herself in the mirror way too much. Like, and the more of them she saw, the more she looked at them.
Yeah.
I was like, well, there you go.
Well, there you are. She can't.
It seems very minute, and I know they never play that out, but I thought, oh, crap, it's perfect.
It was perfect. What they did was perfect.
And it was short, wasn't too long.
Yeah.
And just, yeah. The dog. God, I'm such a sucker for dogs.
The feared landscapes were fantastic.
Yes. Those were really well done also.
What I thought was really great about it was how they went, how they did it the second time when she was doing the final test, and she made, like, you could see, like, the deliberate motions of her not acting divergent. Doing it the way that Four told her to do it. I thought that was great.
I agree with you. I was going to say I really liked how distinct the divergence between her actually doing the tests. Because I think in her final thing, she, like, what, stuffs the pipe or something with the shirt or something like that.
Yeah, and then there was... Were there six fears? I was trying to count while they were going through all of them, and I can't remember if there were six.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think there were. Because there's her and the birds.
Yeah.
There's her and the fire.
Right.
And doesn't she combine the fire to kill the birds or something like that?
Yeah, so the... Yeah. So the... Okay, so I got that. So there's the fire, the being restrained.
Yeah, the...
The birds.
The water.
Water.
Trapped underwater. I don't know...
The sex?
And then... Do the pressure. The rape or whatever.
The rape
and pressure. She has to shoot her family. Okay.
So that got me
in the end. I thought it was completely real.
I did. I thought it was completely real.
I was like, because you know, there are all people there, and she's talking to Four and everything.
And then
the mom's there, and I'm just like,
that's wrong.
Where did they come from?
Yeah.
I was like, how did she know it was fake? I didn't even know it was fake. Whatever. So yeah, they did a good job with that.
They did such a good job with the fear landscapes, and then Four's fear landscapes were terrifying.
You thought they were terrifying?
I find the heights and the confined spaces to be more terrifying than some of Triss's. Like, I don't mind birds. I don't have a problem with birds. I don't have a problem being, I don't know, like, I don't have a problem with fire. So I've always found Four's fears to...
Gosh, his dad, in the end, beating him up or whatever, all, like, the multiplying around him. That was probably the creepiest part of the whole book for me.
Yeah.
And so it was pretty creepy in the movie, too. I definitely got that.
Yeah. And he suddenly just shows up all around him. I'm like,
he's bad.
Creepy.
Those were so good. They also did a really good job with the score.
Yes. The score was fantastic.
I was listening to all the different instrumentals, songs and everything. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is so good. And it's nothing iconic, like the little Harry Potter theme song or the Hunger Games whistle, but it's so good still. Like, they did a really good job with it.
They did. They did a really good job with it. What else did I really like? I liked how they did Al.
Really?
I did. I don't like how that happened with Al, period. It felt sudden enough that I was sitting there kind of going, okay, well, maybe they aren't going to do this to Al. This could be okay.
Aww.
And then suddenly it was like, bam, and I kind of yelled at the screen a little bit.
I don't think they played him up as a friend as much as they should have.
I don't think they played any of them up as friends as much as they should have. I think they spent way too much time on Triss and Four.
I know, which is not, a lot of it isn't on her and Four either, so it's like, so confusing.
There's not enough time. Okay, they could have halved the time she spent with Four and added more time building friendships.
But then,
I'm really concerned about what they're going to do with Christina in Insurgent.
You never get the idea that anything is going on between her and Will.
Nah, nothing at all.
So maybe, I was thinking about this, maybe when she goes to see Christina, she's going to, have you gotten to that part yet in the book?
I think so. No, don't talk to me about it, because I probably don't know.
Well, my point is, they didn't play that up. I'm thinking Christina will kind of tell Triss about that in Insurgent, maybe. You know, she's sad that Will died. You know, and there was something going on between them. And then Triss will get have even more anxiety, because she didn't just kill her friend, she killed her best friend's
boyfriend.
But I agree. Their friendships weren't as tight-knit as they could have been.
No, which was sad. And I thought they could have done more with the tattoos. I mean, you didn't know why she picked the birds until...
No, she just picked it because she wanted to stick around. And
Tori, I liked. I thought they expanded Tori a lot, which I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. I liked Ashley Judd as her mom.
She did a good job, didn't she? I cried when her mom died. Because they killed her. And
I forgot that they killed her.
She's like, she's in distress because she's got to, you know, fight or flight, and her mom's dead, and she can't have time to grieve, and then she runs away, and she grieves on her own, and people are still, there is nothing worse than trying to cry when someone's trying to kill you.
I mean, not that you'd know.
Not that I would know, but I am that, I'm one of those people, though, when I want to cry, just leave me alone, dang it, I want to cry.
Yeah.
And I just hate that she's got to focus on this first.
And then it happens again when her dad dies.
I know. Like, God, she loses them both. So sad.
Oh.
It's just
awful.
It was.
You sit there and go, why this poor child?
She's got nobody.
No one except four. And even then, four is like, nope, I don't know who you are.
I seriously thought he was going to, like, do more damage to her.
I fully thought she was going to have, like, a limp at the end of that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, okay, so let's talk about the ending a little bit then.
Okay.
They changed a lot of that up.
They did. They did, didn't they?
But they did a good job with it, I thought.
I think so.
Like, okay, it seems a lot more climactic the way they did it. You know, with Janine and her fighting for and all the people in the background.
Yeah.
And then they try to go at Janine, and everyone's going to shoot everyone. And then they shoot Janine. Which, how does that work, by the way?
Well, she
did they take the serum? Is the serum supposed to, like...
susceptible to suggestions.
It makes you susceptible to suggestion.
Yeah, but it doesn't work in Divergence for whatever reason.
Okay, see, I thought the serum was more programmed, like... I don't know, chemically, for one purpose.
Four says it at the end, towards the end. He's programmed directly to increase
his... Oh, to do whatever she says. And yeah, that's what she shot Janine with.
Yes.
See, that was what confused me. I thought they were shooting her with the serum that they gave all of the other kids.
No, that is the serum. I don't know. It might not have been the same serum. Maybe it was the serum they gave four. But she came out of it real quick.
Yeah, she did.
Which was
because there wasn't a lot of
it. I found that weirder than her getting shot with the serum.
I don't know.
To be honest, I wasn't surprised they added Janine in to the end of it. Because if you're going to have Kate Winslet do anything, you're going to want Kate Winslet to do stuff.
Yes.
If you're going to pay for Kate Winslet... You would like Kate.
You better put her in there. A lot.
Yeah. So there was that. So I thought that was... I got the reasons behind why they made it more...
sciencey.
Yeah.
Climatic, but like I said, it was really good.
It was good, though.
What are some other things that they changed up? I'm trying to think. Oh, what about when she loses to her fight? And what's his name? Eric, like, says that he kicks her out, sort of.
Yeah.
And she runs back on the train.
Yeah.
And he's just like, okay, sure. I mean, it's a lot more intense than that, but I thought that was kind of cool.
That was very cool.
I mean,
they
didn't, so yeah, she didn't win against Molly like, you know, she was supposed to, but she's, like, got the guts.
Yeah.
To be Dauntless, and that's why he let her stay, so I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And their game of Capture the Flag was intense.
Cool.
The guns? Like, God.
That was the coolest.
I'm so worried people are actually manufacturing weapons like that, though. Like, we're just going to make you feel pain and make you...
I don't know. Regardless, it was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was super cool. So, I didn't hate Eric as much as I thought I was going to.
Yeah, they didn't make him as evil. Again... They didn't play his and Triss's relationship up very much, though, either.
Not really. Yeah, but you hate him, but you don't really hate him. Because...
like, you hate Peter more than you hate Eric.
Yeah.
But I also like Peter more than I like Eric, which is weird. And they never really establish why he goes along with them in the end.
No.
What is it? He tells her, I'll tell you where they are, but you have to take me with you because they'll kill me.
Something like that.
But I don't think they ever said that.
Hold on.
I just remember watching it both times, waiting for the end and thinking, oh, wow, I'm really confused why he's even still with them. I don't know.
Well, I still haven't got the book. I'm like, what did Peter say? I'm going to look.
You're looking it up.
I also found Caleb to be really pithy and annoying.
They didn't do anything with him.
No.
I mean, he was kind of brainwashed when she went to see him, which I'm surprised they kept in, by the way.
Yeah.
They kept that in, but they didn't keep your eye in. Whatever. So she goes to see him, and he's all like, Triss, abnegation's crap. You need to leave. I mean, I don't know. He's just, he seemed very brainwashed and robotic. Didn't have much personality. I was very sad about that. I still have faith, though. I'm still holding out for Tibio. He's going to sweep my heart out.
I'm having faith because I need him to be good as Augustus Waters.
Okay, seriously, I'm just throwing this out there for the kids' well-being. If he is not decent in that movie, he will not get another acting job. I'm pretty sure if he screws that up,
are going to spread it on Tumblr, on the internet, and no one will go see that movie. If he is not good as Augustus Waters, that poor kid.
I know. But I'm sure he is.
I have every hope.
We expected him to be a lot more... Yes,
basketball boy.
In this movie, and he didn't really meet that standard, so now that's kind of his only his redemption,
yes.
I guess.
Yeah.
Not that he was bad, he just wasn't, they didn't give him a lot to work with.
Well, they also probably, they may have cut out a bunch with him.
Maybe.
So I don't know. We don't know. I don't know. But so Peter gets shot.
Okay.
In the end, which I was excited about. He says, they're listening. If you don't kill me, they will. The only way I'll tell you is if you get me out of here. And...
yeah.
Yeah.
So he kind of blackmails her into taking him with him.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you, but you've got to take me with you. And I don't think they ever say that.
I like this. When she tells Peter to get up and walk, Caleb's like, you want him to walk? Are you crazy? She goes, did I shoot him in the leg? No. He walks.
Great. God, and you know when they when they're playing Capture the Flag and he's about to shoot Christina?
Yeah.
And she's like, you tell me if this hurts. And then she shoots him and Christina walks by and she's just like, a-hole. Like, shoots him again for no reason.
That was awesome.
Honestly, and this is why I enjoy Peter so much. He was most of the comical relief for me.
He was.
Most of the funny parts came from him.
He did.
Like, there's this moment, he's telling Triss about her family or whatever, and, you know, he's taunting her with the newspaper. No, did Daddy beat you? And why did you leave? And she just walks away from him, and he's like, was it something I said?
I enjoyed that a lot.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. But again, that could just be the actor. I mean, that guy
goes to him. Fantastic. It's a great job.
They did a great job casting him.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I don't know. It's like kind of half feeling about how the movie is going to go, like how the second movie is going to go, and I'm really concerned.
Do you know how far you are in the book? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I'd have to go upstairs and get it.
Okay.
But I'm not very far in, so I need to hunker down and finish that because it's been on my to-do. It's been on my currently reading list on Goodreads for like 5 months.
That's the way I've been with Mr. Penumbrum's 24-hour bookstore.
Oh, really? That makes me sad.
I'm like 3/4 of the way through it. I just gotta finish it whole haul. And like I said, I have so many unfinished books on my shelf.
You have to just let that one go and finish it, because the end is kind of end of that book is so bizarre.
Is it really?
Yeah.
See, that's why I liked it. It's kind of funky. It's kind of mysterious.
The end of it, you kind of look at it and go, oh, what?
Okay, no one can see this, but your face is hilarious. You're just
I know. Well, that's true. I forgot about that. I always forget about my face.
No, it's just great
faces.
That was so much more believable because I could see. That's all right. I'll definitely try to get through that.
All right. Good.
So go ahead. Any other things we just absolutely had to talk about?
Okay. No, I don't think so. I think we got most of it. We talked about all of the stuff I liked. We talked about kind of some of the stuff we didn't like. Did mm-hmm. we talk about stuff we didn't like?
Okay, yeah. So Chris doesn't say much.
No, not really. Not at all. But she doesn't.
No, I don't think she talks much in the book either, but her narration is, you get inside her head so much that you know more, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal. But she definitely doesn't say much, and I was just kind of like, She's pretty. Okay, I'm sorry. I can't help but compare things to Twilight. Shoot me. But the girl is medium height-ish, thin, with long hair.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at her just thinking, God, I'm so glad she's not another Bella. She has that funky Kristen Stewart face going on. Because, again, she doesn't say much. So everything we go on are her actions and her facial expressions. And the girl's cute. The girl's really cute. She got pretty eyes.
She looks adorable.
And she doesn't make, you know, weird, I'm having a poop face. I don't know.
To be fair.
I'm trying to save crap kind of thing, so.
If we're going to be fair, Kristen Stewart did grow out of that in the last 3 movies.
I don't know. I think people would beg to differ. I think that's just kind of how her face is.
I don't know, but in other movies she doesn't make that face.
That's because in other movies she's not...
She's decent in other movies. So then the age-old question comes back to, is it just the character of Bella?
It is. I mean, she did a great job as Bella. She just, it's that.
She did all she could with Bella.
You know what I'm talking about. And she's not that she was bad in it. She just had that weird face thing going on. And
she did what she could with Bella. I'm not sure any other actress really could have done better with Bella, even.
But anyway, so I kept comparing her because she's got that same body shape and features that Kristen Stewart does, being that she's thin and she's kind of angular in the face and long hair.
Yeah.
I thought she did pretty good, though. I noticed the second time through, what's his name? I don't know his name now. Four? The guy who... I'm really bad at this.
I have no idea.
I probably shouldn't even be on this show now. I can't believe I forgot his name.
Well, his real name, or...
His real name. No, the actor's name.
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, hold on. It's Four. Tobias Eaton. And it's some short name. They have a little ship name. Shailene Woodley and...
Are they dating?
Oh my gosh. You know what? Now I gotta look it up. This is ridiculous. No, they're not dating. People question that a lot. And I saw a lot of stuff on Tumblr. But no, they are not dating.
Right, no, I got it.
Theo James! God. I feel like I shouldn't even be here. I'm ashamed of myself. So what was my point? I forget. So Theo James. Oh, I noticed a couple of times his accent kind of fell out.
It did kind of, yeah.
Like you can, and you wouldn't know unless you're looking for it, but most of the time it was when the camera wasn't on him. He was kind of talking while you see other things going on in the background or something.
Yeah.
I'm just like, ooh, that guy is not from America. Anyway. Overall, I thought it did good. There wasn't much I didn't like about it.
Yeah, there wasn't much. I enjoyed it so much.
It did a really good job. You know, as a movie, I think it was really good for people who don't know the books.
Yeah.
And that's really what makes it sell.
mm-hmm.
because you're going to cover everybody. It was a very genuine, pretty, you know, decent movie. Especially considering that it's dystopian and there's a lot of competition and Muppets came out the same weekend. It was pretty good. As an adaptation, it was great also. I'm very impressed. The sad thing is that Neil Berger isn't going to direct Insurgent.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which I really don't get. I think because they want to start filming in May.
Right.
So they want to start immediately, you know, give the movie time to go through and give it the franchise time to die down a little bit. But he says that he can't start Insurgent because he's still finishing Divergent. I don't know. I'm just curious what kind of jobs a director has after a movie has already hit the theaters.
I mean, what
are they press releases? Are they interviews?
He's not doing press anymore.
So, you know, what has he got to do?
I mean, is he putting together the director's edition of the movie?
I don't know. Maybe.
But I don't think directors do that.
But even then, they're going on the Tiffios tour in now, like in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, they must be, because that's coming out in
June.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious if they can do that, why he can't, you know, make time.
I don't know.
But whatever. You know, it's interesting to think. All right. So as of right now, these will change. I'm pretty positive these will change. But as of right now, Insurgent's going to start filming in May. Well, that's probably pretty set in stone. But they have it set to release March 20th, 2015.
Oh, exciting.
So it's pretty... 1 year is not that bad.
No. They're in pre-production right now, according to IMDb.
Yeah. Well, because they're already doing the screenplay for it. Yeah. And then they have a Legion set to release March 18th, 2016.
Oh.
So they're happy with this March date. And honestly, chances are fair Allegiant will be split. The sad thing is, though, is for the people who read Allegiant, you just don't really know why. Because I'm sure they'll probably add some stuff in there, though.
Probably. I don't know what they're going to add in, but, you know.
We'll just wait for them to officially announce that.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think we pretty much... Did we cover everything? Did we miss something?
That was it. So that is our review. We waited kind of a long time to do this, but we had to give each other time to, you know, it's a busy, busy time.
It is.
A couple of weeks to get things in order and get settled. So let us know on email us or let us know on the website what you thought of the movie and add anything we forgot. We would love to talk about with you.
We would.
We're going to end the episode with recommendations. We love books, and
we
love telling you to read them.
Yes, we do.
So,
would you like to go first?
Crap, we've already done everything. No, you go first. I've got to think about this.
All right. I'm going to recommend Maybe Someday by Colleen Hoover. It is a fantastic book. I read it in about a day. And there is an album that the author worked on with a musician called Griffin Peterson. And reading the book with the soundtrack attached to it was so amazing. It's like only 8 songs, so if you have iTunes, it's well worth it. And it's worth it even if you don't read the book, because the songs are fantastic. Mm-hmm. But they mean so much more when you read the book. Like, I'd been listening to the album for, like, a week before I got the book. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, when I started reading the book and I started getting the lyrics in the book, I was like, oh, it makes sense. It was very cool. It was all kinds of, it's about two musicians, one whose boyfriend, I don't think I'm giving anything away because it's pretty early on, one whose boyfriend cheats on her with her roommate, and she gets...
Ooh, that's low.
It's so low. And so she leaves the apartment, and she has to go... She ends up living with this guy who lives across the way in an apartment complex. And it just moves from there, and it's so interesting because there's so much drama and there's like all this intense emotion that you get to feel through the two of them, and it's all very cool, and it, you know, it has a happy ending, and that's all I'm gonna say.
I like happy endings.
I love happy endings.
Do you think books are? We could talk about this next time. We will talk about this next time.
All right.
But books that have sad endings versus books that have happy endings, do you think that affects your overall perception of the rest of the book?
No, but it makes me require, or at least very strongly desire, a sequel. Yes.
I'm trying to think about this. What if it's like, what if it doesn't have a sequel? What if it's just that book? Like a standalone. Finals in a series, like a final book in a series.
Okay.
That would be good. If it had a sad ending.
I'll have to think about that and come back to you. Because I can't remember a book that I've read like that.
Okay. We can talk about that next time. That'll be a good kind of like opener.
Yes.
Okay. So maybe someday by Colleen Hoover. Yeah, like I said before, it sounds a lot like a little August Rush.
It does,
without a child. With music, lots of music. So lots is that why they have an album to listen to while you're doing it?
Yeah.
Because it's such a music-influenced novel?
Exactly.
Now I don't know what to recommend. Can I recommend two books?
Yes.
Okay. So I have to recommend one of these because I don't know that we've done it yet, and I've got to get it out there. Unenchanted by Shonda Hahn.
No.
No?
You haven't done that yet.
I'm recommending that one right now.
Okay.
So it's a series, and she's still writing them. They're very low-key, though. Can you call a fantasy series indie?
Yes.
Okay. So they're very indie. So the first book is called Unenchanted, and it's free on iBooks and on Amazon or Kindle. And you can't buy them in bookstores. I had to order it. Shireen can't read books on a Kindle or on her iPad. She's got this big situation about it. I had to buy her the books off Amazon because they just came out with them. But they're mostly ebooks.
Okay.
But it's great because it's about this girl who's a descendant of the Grimm brothers.
Nice.
And it jumps into this fey, alternate fey world universe where now that she has found the Grimmore, the book, she's got, like, all of these fairy tale creatures are coming out of the Grimmore into her life, and she's got to complete the quests to make them go away. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a family curse, so she's got to play the hero in all of these different books and complete the story.
Nice.
And she's got, like, you know, a couple of, like, side people who help her out along the way. Yes, that is it.
I full on just downloaded it.
It's so good. If you're reading it for the first time, there's going to be some grammatical errors in that, and that's the thing about reading ebooks that are self-published. You just they're not as a, you know. What can you do? It's like reading fan fiction, but it's so good. Like, she's really got something with this. So the second book is out, too. Don't ask me what it's called because I can't remember. And I remember reading the third book this past year, and I died. I just died. She's got more coming, and I'm just like, where is it? Where's the rest of it? I don't know. They're really, really good. So it's kind of like this cross of fairy tale, Grimm brother fairy tales meets modern, meets, you know, twists kind of thing. Pretty cool. I want to recommend that, but I've also got to recommend, I can't choose between Attachments or Eleanor and Park. Okay.
Well, suffice to say, you recommend anything by Rainbow Rowell.
Rainbow Rowell, can I do that? That's such a cheat. Yes.
I fully endorse that because I recommend anything and everything by Rainbow Rowell. You know she's writing a new book?
Yes. Hold on. What's it called? Landlines.
I don't know, but I love it.
Yeah, the phones?
I think so.
Yeah, Landlines, that's what it's called. So yeah, that's coming out this year? This fall?
God willing.
I don't know. Okay, Rainbow Rowell is this godsend, basically. She's fantastic. She's a phenomenal writer. She writes contemporary novels. you haven't heard of her, now you have, so you got no excuse.
None.
But she's written Attachments, which both of us have talked about.
And love.
She's written Eleanor and Park, which just got its movie deal.
Which I'm super excited about.
Oh my gosh, Eleanor Park's so great. And of course, Fangirl, which we also talked about.
Briefly.
So good.
It's so good.
You've got to read these books. Really, they're really great. I don't know. I can't explain it.
They're really great.
They're just really great.
They're awesome.
I was so worried in Eleanor and Park, I almost screamed. Because she waits till that. You know, it's those authors that wait till the last page to wrap up the book, and you're just like,
and even,
I don't know.
The end of Eleanor and Park just... That's a book.
Exactly. See, there's no words for that. You can't describe it. It's fantastic.
It's so good.
Ugh. Man. Okay, yeah. We'll end it right there. That's a great ending.
That's a great ending.
Rainbow Rowell.
I fully accept this.
Alrighty. So do that. Those are recommendations. You can... You know what's cool is when people recommend... If you want to recommend books to us... And let us know what you're reading. Ooh, we should plug Goodreads. That would be fun.
Oh, I'm on Goodreads.
I'm on Goodreads, too. We should work on that. We'll work on that for next time.
Yes.
But you can follow us on Tumblr at ourfactionisfandom.tumblr.com. The website is factionfandom.com. Email us at factionfandompodcast@gmail.com. I think I got that all. Oh, and we're also on iTunes.
Yay.
If you are an Apple conformist, iTunes, we're there. Although the picture is messed up. I've got to work on the image because I made a new logo, so I've got to work on getting the logo with the iTunes thing. All right. Do you want to plug yourself at all?
You can follow me online on Tumblr at abookblog.com. Tumblr.com. I still don't know how I got that. So I'm never going to know how I got that.
Don't let go of it.
I'm never going to know. But yeah, that's me, a book blog, and I'm always happy to answer random questions.
Yes. And we will sort of talk to you next time. I'll talk to you next time, Melissa.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that's it. Y'all have a great time, and thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Around the country thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do. What I don't know what it's called.
I'm so horrible at this. Where you go from place to place and you promote your pressed
the
junket
press.
Tour?
Yeah, the junket tour.
Tour! That's what it's called. A tour.
Wow.
My brain. Sorry, guys. He's such a Twilight hater.
He hates it.
He hates it so much. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Does Daniel Radcliffe try to run away from Harry Potter as much as Robert Pattinson hates
Potter? I don't think Daniel Radcliffe runs away from Harry Potter. When he came on the screen the first time, I looked at him and I was like, holy shit, Macklemore is in a movie.
I told you. He looks just like him.
Like, oh my god. Macklemore.
He is. He's really punked out with the...
He's like tattoos and like, he's like way more muscles than he actually has. There was something about that dress that really like called to me. It was like, that is your dress. And I was like, I need it. I said it out loud because I was telling you I was in the movie theater by myself. There was no one else in the movie theater. I was full on talking out loud to myself in the middle of the movie. There has been a thing going around on Tumblr that somebody is saying that there should be a petition to get Robert Pattinson on Supernatural as a hunter who just kills vampires.
That's kind of cool. Oh, that would be cool.
He would
be good at that.
He would be really good at that because he'd be like, I just effing hate vampires. I'm still not 100% sure as to why Mockingjay has been split.
Yeah, well, and honestly, Mockingjay was my least favorite book because PETA's cut out the first half of it.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm probably going to hate part one.
I'm already going to hate part one.
Like, I'm not even going to go see it, maybe. Like, maybe I'll wait till it comes out on DVD. I'll see it.
That's dangerous.
That's a lie. I probably will go see it. But at this point,
opening night.
How much disdain I have for it.